Hi, and welcome to another episode of Successful Inventing. I'm your host, Ken Johnson. Welcome. Today, we're going to discuss a topic that I think every inventor must keep in mind, and it's simply entitled, Get It Done. What do I mean by get it done? Well, I mean simply this. Stop procrastinating and get to work. I can't tell you the number of times I've dealt with inventors and consulted those that are trying to develop new products, only to find that they have procrastinated and they are very slow at bringing their product to market. And this is a real problem. One of the issues is the delay in bringing your product to market will actually open the door, in many cases, to competing solutions to the problem you're trying to solve, competing inventions. So you must try to get your product into the market as soon as you can. Speed to market and gathering market share is your goal. And so delay in doing that, delay in getting your invention from concept to the store shelf opens the door for competition, and that competition may be the first to market and gather market share that you may never be able to pull back or pull to your invention. So you must get to work, get it done. Another issue is I've seen many inventors who have multiple invention ideas, literally have them listed on sheets of paper, and have made no real progress in bringing either of them or any of them to market. One gentleman I have in mind who had at one point demonstrated to me probably 20 or 30 different inventions, maybe more. Many of them were good ideas. I thought they had some merit and it deserved some investigation and some research to see if they were truly viable as potentially products. And years later, he made no progress on any of those ideas. It's really a shame because some of them were pretty good, I thought. So my point is, get to work, get it done. If you have an idea, keep moving forward. Do something every day that moves the needle on your invention, brings it closer to market. Do something every day that will help you go from concept to the store shelf or to the marketplace. Something every day could be as little as sending an email or making a note to yourself, or it could be something much larger. But you must do something every day to progress your invention. Otherwise, you let days and then weeks and then months and then years go by and nothing is happening. And I've seen it so often. So if you truly think you have a good idea, get it done. One of the things I found interesting when I was starting out, I was very excited and was driven to bring some of my games to market. And so just recently I was talking to an inventor and we were talking about this very subject of, you know, how did I go from failure with my first game in the marketplace to immediately turning around and developing phase 10? How long did I sulk over the debacle, if you will, of my first game? And I said, probably overnight. I mean, I don't recall sitting and wallowing in misery or being depressed or upset over my first game's failure. I recall pretty much taking it in stride. Yes, I was deflated and not happy and saddened that it was not successful in the marketplace, but I was also determined to try again. And so I sat down and created phase 10. I didn't wait weeks and months. I went to work right away. So my point is, is to get it done. If you have an idea, go to work at it. If you aren't driven to bring your product to market, then it won't get to market. It's up to you to make it happen. And the only way it's going to happen is if you get it done. If you get to work and you stay with it. You will face obstacles and hurdles. There may be financial obstacles. There may be time obstacles. It's difficult sometimes to carve out the time to work on your invention. But you must find the time and overcome whatever obstacles to keep driving your invention and progressing it into toward the marketplace. If you don't do it, it won't be done. So you must be determined to get it done and stay the course. Okay, so I'm hoping that you will take this to heart. I know many of you out there have been working on your inventions for extended periods of time. And my thought to you, what I'm trying to convey is you can't take a long time to get it done. You have to keep moving. And if you do a little something every day, some days will be big things, some days will be small things. But if you do something every day, you can progress toward getting your invention on the shelf. Don't let a day go by when you do nothing. Do something to progress your invention. Otherwise, time will slip away. Months, weeks, months, years even could pass. And while you're sitting there doing nothing and not progressing your invention, others will be seeking solutions, developing solutions to solve the problem your invention is designed to solve. And before you know it, you'll see someone else's invention on the store shelf, and you will kick yourself saying, "Hey, I had that idea." Bear in mind that if your invention truly solves a pervasive problem, there are likely others working on solving that problem. You're probably not the only person in the world trying to come up with a solution. Right now, while you're thinking or doing nothing, there's likely others around the world developing solutions. So you have to strive to keep active, be driven, and bring your product to market as quickly as possible. Get it done. Well, thank you for listening. Again, I appreciate your continuing to support this program by listening in. If you can go to my website, kenjohnsonspeaks.com or successfulinventing.com, you'll find other resources to help you progress your invention and keep you motivated to move forward. You'll also find other episodes of my podcast, and you'll find links to my book on Amazon, The Simple Plan. Okay, so check it out. Again, this is Ken Johnson. Thank you for listening, and I wish you successful inventing.